Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The San Francisco Board of Supervisors as a new president. But it took even more ballots than House Speaker Kevin McCarthy needed last week. Phil, the Supes picked someone whose choice comes as a surprise to many following politics in San Francisco. So who is it?
Aaron Peskin. Aaron Peskin, or otherwise known as Pesky Peskin to many mayors dating back to Willie Brown's time at City Hall. He's been a thorn in the side of many a mayor, many a politician, and he was last board president in 2008. He took 4 years off, ran again, got reelected, now he is sort of took advantage of that old saying, in their confusion, there is opportunity. And in this case, there was a lot of confusion about who would be board president, and he took advantage of it and wound up in the seat himself.
So how many rounds? I mean, how did it happen?
Well, what happened was, going into this, over the holiday break, it looked like Shimon Walton, who was the current board president, had close, I'd say about five of the six or seven votes he needed to nail it. But a couple of things happened. You might remember last year he got into hot water because of the confrontation he had with a sheriff's deputy that got kind of nasty when the deputy asked him to remove his belt when he was going through medical detectors at City Hall. That plus the idea that the progressives had lost their edge. They had lost a couple of seats on the Board of Supervisors. So what happened was in the night before the vote, one of the supervisors, Connie Chan, called up Shimon and said, you know, I was going to vote for you, but now I'm running myself. So that took her out, knocked his majority out. She ran. She could only get about two votes. Another moderate, Raphael Mendelman, couldn't get over four, and they kept going on this for like 16 rounds. So finally, Peskin said, tell you what, I'll put my name in. He put his name in, and he scored.
Peskin had to apologize in 2021 for a personality that staff and department heads described as aggressive. Do you get the sense he's toned his personality a little bit?
Well, he got off the alcohol. That was a good move. You might recall that in that same time period, he got on a Zoom meeting with supervisors and Rec and Park Director Phil Ginsburg, and he was, you know, admittedly to me, they had had too much to drink, and it showed, and he got really mouthy, and he changed. Yeah, I think he's changed. Look, what it comes down to is this. There's a couple of things. He's not exactly friends with Mayor London Breed, but they can work together. And what makes him possibly the best pick, ironically, is although he has been the thorn in the side of many people, he's aggressive, he can be a pain, he's also smart, and he knows how to say no. He's one of the few members of the Board of Supervisors not running for another office, at least at this time, and he knows how to say no. And given that the city is facing hundreds of millions of dollars in shortfalls from the people not coming back to work in the downtown, from the real estate values dropping, and from the tourism dollars that aren't there right now, that's what you need on the Board of Supervisors. Not somebody that's going to pass the buck, but somebody that's going to know how to cut it. That's Aaron Peskin.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Matier, and Phil will be on live again at 7:50 tomorrow morning with Margie and Eric.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.